B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Things happen for a reason. And I truly believe that. We'll be back here for Game 7.
You said that you'll be back here for Game 7. What,
we will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
because
win Game
we
7?
Will.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Things happen for a reason. And I truly believe that. We'll be back here for Game 7.
You said that you'll be back here for Game 7. What,
we will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
because
win Game
we
7?
Will.
He scores! David Krejci walked into a blast, top right wing circle. He blisters it by Bobrovsky.
It's the glass moving and shooting off the play. And then following Krejci, he scores! Krejci, and it's 1-0 Bruins.
Polino, Isla Jones fires, grabs the glove, same as Duchesne, worked over on it. And then he got a bunch of Blue Jackets cut to the cage, and the Bruins clearing up the trash.
Bobrovsky stopped it and popped back over the line and in, and Johansson has made it 2-0.
Slot shoots, Bobrovsky the save, they score! Coyle and Johansson came across the line, crisscross, created some space for Marcus Johansson, and he hammers one by Sergei Bobrovsky and hit his pad, went behind him, and trickled in. 2-0 Bruins.
You'll be back here for Game 7. What,
we will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
because
make
we will.
So
let's sing along, a little goddamn loud into a happy song, and pretend it's all okay.
Through the near circle, centered out in front, they score! His first goal to playoff and chipped the top shelf. 3-0 Bruins.
With a man breaking back up. He scores! David Backus and it's 3-0.
They score! The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
.5 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We have Billy Jaffe when he's not busy doing national games on the radio. He is with Nesson as they cover the Boston Bruins games. A lot of people tuning in there, pre and post. Not as much as tune in here, but nonetheless, no. There's some kind of
some
audience.
Tunage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like three people.
All right, McAvoy, do you believe he'll be suspended?
Sure wouldn't surprise me if he gets one.
Do you think he will be suspended?
I couldn't get enough of a read. I think, like I said, it wouldn't surprise me. I talked to a few people, nothing from the Department of Player Safety yet, but talking to a few people around associated with, the thought was no intent, so therefore no, you know, didn't mean to hit him in the head, but there was significant head contact, which you can't deny.
He left his skates.
Not really.
See, he did. I went back and watched it, and at
the end of the hit, there's elevation after contact. My opinion.
Yeah, he didn't jump.
He didn't leap into him,
right.
But he did drive up.
Yeah, once his elbow.
No, sharp. It was shoulder.
Once his shoulder. Now, do you believe that he was aiming for his chest? Because that's what McAvoy said afterwards.
Sure, of course I do. That's why I see. Here's the thing. I don't believe that there was intent to hurt, which is why I understand when they called an illegal check to the head. If you think that there's intent, then that's the match penalty that is allowed to be called there. But because the official, first of all, the official was on the strong side, probably doesn't wish, but if he was on opposite side, he would have had a more clear view of everything. But the referee was just not convinced enough, or the other ref, or maybe all of them on the ice, that they felt that they could call the match penalty. Because for an illegal check to the head, we're getting a little bit into the minutia of the rules here, but there's either a minor or a match.
We learned that today.
Okay, so there's no minor and major. There's a minor or a match. So what the officials basically do now, my opinion, and I've talked to a bunch too, is if they're not 100% sure, let's use that 1,000% sure, where I know what I saw.
Yeah.
Then they're going to err on the, it's a minor, and I'm going to let Department of Player Safety take it after that.
Okay.
And there's the argument people are making for, that's why we need replay in the game. And
replays helped all the sports as of late. I mean,
yeah,
it's opened up such
Kentucky Derby, everything.
It's opened up such a can of subjective worms that is only going to get worse and worse. And I know people say, we have to have it.
No, you don't.
I've seen it in the college game where they say, well, look, the college game has it. They can review major penalties.
Mm-hmm.
They can. I see these guys now go into the booth six times a game. They go into the penalty box area because they put on the headset to look at the iPads and whatever. And I'm like, well, I mean, what are we doing? How many replays are we going to go to?
It's like that 10-minute replay on the Rask, if he had trapped the puck or not. And they overturn it fine. But like, who wouldn't have been satisfied if that was the call on the ice? If they just said, you know, I can't see the puck, that's the call on the ice.
Well, then it would have been the bad call because, I mean, it was in.
Was there ample evidence? I mean, that wasn't so cut and dry that it would have been the worst thing in the world if they allowed the goal.
I'm with you, but we've gotten past we are so far past in all sports the human element of officiating. I know every once in a while you're going to have them. We saw in that game, the New Orleans Saints game, pass interference. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the mistake and the part of the beauty of sports. How come when you're a kid, by the way, there's no review when you're a kid, right? Maybe there is. I don't know.
No, there's not yet
in youth hockey or lacrosse where my son plays. But we always tell them, play through it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with it. Officials make mistakes. Well, people say, oh, there's not money on the line. There's not money on the line. Well, it's still sport, and that's the beauty of sport, and sometimes that's the beast of sport. Anyways, back to the McAvoy thing. I love Charlie, and I was going, oh, no, don't get, you know, like, meaning that would have been a major, first of all, if they'd gotten 5-minute penalty,
yeah,
that could have changed the game. Second, if he's out of the rest of the game, who knows what the hell happened?
Here's why I don't think it's going to be any kind of punishment. Is that it was afterwards? Is you said it first? A shift was not missed. And second of all, did you see the two of them during the handshake line?
I know, but
not only did they shake hands, but they were like laughing and like patting each other.
I don't
on
disagree,
the back. And I think that goes a long way. And
you're talking the optics then of that.
Yes,
the optics.
Well, right, the optics. First of all, NHL
worries a lot about that.
Fine, but let me just bring this up. Not missing a shift, it was the end of the period. So if he had to go to the quiet room, which he did, when you grab your face like that, the spotter's going to say you know, that's his quiet room, Rich, was served during the intermission.
Think he went to a quiet room?
He was absolutely observed. He was absolutely observed during the intermission.
Okay, but they deemed him right back out and play.
Right. He said that he was okay.
But he would have missed his shift.
But he would have missed the shift if it happened earlier in the game.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
If it was, I think it was 18 seconds left, 20 seconds left in the period. Which, quite honestly, you know, again, you got to be careful if you're Charlie in that spot. I mean, you know, again, love the kid. But you're putting your team in a precarious position. I mean, he went to finish that hit. It was a Josh Anderson opportunity. He and Anderson had been going all series long, back and forth. He went to finish that hit because Anderson was in a spot where he could get him good. Again, he did not mean to hit him in the head. Did not. But what's the chance that you take when you go like that? Mm-hmm. Hard.
Sure.
So you think it's like 50-50?
My gut tells me it's probably more than 50-50. Not 100%. I'd say 70-30. I would think one max.
I'm starting to think no, and here's why. It's the playoffs. And I think it's because it's the playoffs. You got to. It's got to be something extremely egregious.
I hope you're
for
right.
For them to do that.
I do, but you know, the feeling was that there was significant head contact, but here's the thing. The Department of Player Safety doesn't need to make a decision like that, sorry, right, because the Bruins won and there's no game at least for a couple days. They don't need to do it. Normally, if this was in series, they would have sent out a note either late last night or early this morning saying so-and-so will have a hearing.
Yeah.
They don't send a note out if he's not going to have a hearing, you know, or a text or an email, whatever.
Right. And so you want it on the phone, but you don't want to have to go.
Oh, God, no, he's not going in. He's not. Because
that's five games, right?
Well, that gives him the opportunity to do plus, okay, five plus, or six or less. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. It's like goalie interference. I've seen so many back and forth that I lose clarity as to what is and what isn't it, what going to be anymore.
Those were both goalie interferences.
Well, last night, I do think that was a goalie interference call. I wish that, again, that they didn't have
a review. Nordstrom?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Nordstrom.
He hit him, and then he
pushed him, didn't let him scramble back across the crease, and he got beat for a goal. That's interference.
But that was reviewed. I could have told you that was interference 10 seconds.
The argument, now, if Bobrovsky was completely outside the blue paint, would it have been goalie interference?
Which he was.
When the first contact happened, yes.
Yes.
Not even.
But he wasn't.
Even
the
if he was
moved,
outside
he was
of the
there.
Paint, but if there was a contact made when he was inside the paint, you could say it's continuation.
Okay.
But yes, you're right.
Okay.
I mean, but here's the funny thing, sad thing. We're 7-8 minutes in, and this is just what happens with all these reviews and everything. We haven't even talked about.
Well, let's talk about Carolina because you think they're going to beat the Bruins.
The conversation I had with Billy,
that's what it sounds like.
I said, Billy, they have an obvious goaltender advantage, and Billy's like pumping up Peter Mrazek and Curtis McElhinney. That's a hot take police sounder.
No, I just think that's what's called a big market tease.
Oh, is that what that is?
I just gave it to you. All right, so we'll be right back.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but unbelievable win, big man. Penalty kills, unbelievable. Love to be part of your team, baby.
How you feel? How you feel going to Eastern Conference?
Oh, so excited, and especially being next to you on the side, boys. Thanks. See you guys in Boston.
See you in Boston. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Back home. We're coming back. Let's see you guys in the final. Conference final.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go, baby. Check your voicemail. You missed some calls.
I mean, there has to be
one of the greatest commercials of all time.
the fact that's a national commercial is fantastic. Now, listen, Dunkin' is the greatest place in the world. Keep that on the air check.
Even better than Baskin Robbins.
I didn't even know Baskin Robbins still existed. I thought that they were put out of business by Big Dairy. there really needs to be a sitcom with Chara, Yager, and Pastrnak.
Well, that video I just played right there, the first one, there was an Instagram thing that Chara did, and Pastrnak could not be... Well, first of all, if you're him, you got to feel great, because after going through that slump at the beginning of the series, and then all of a sudden you explode in the last few games, especially games 4 and games 5... to be able to come out of that, you know, squeaky clean and smelling like roses, this is the kind of video you end up making standing next to Zdeno Chara.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but unbelievable win. Big man. Penalty kills, unbelievable. Love to be part of your team, baby.
How you feel? How you feel going to the Eastern Conference?
Oh, so excited, and especially being next to you on the side, boys. Thanks. See you guys in Boston.
See you in Boston. Let's go.
Two wild and crazy guys.
That sounds like every YouTube video that my daughter watches.
Hey, guys, today we're going to make slime.
Yo, what's up, guys?
I'm telling you, because Chara had that quote that said that if he's the guy you want to be the Yager. He says it is a guy. So there's got to be a sitcom where Pastrnak's the neighbor. And
he peeks his head in the window.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, it's Pastrnak.
He goes, what's up, guys? Come on. Yager, we got to get downstairs. I can't go right now. But there's twins.
What's up, guys?
At the Regal Beagle. But it's twins. And then he bites his fist.
Yarr, wah, wah.
I need my wingman. No, dude, I'm just going to cruise in the Camaro tonight. In the Lamborghini Countach.
How great would that be, too? It's like you've got, he peeks his head in the window, and it's like everyone like loves when Pasternak shows up.
Oh, yeah, he's
up.
The wacky neighbor.
Yeah.
He's like, Larry.
He's Larry. It's like, oh, my goodness, where is he? It's a,
yo, what's up, guys?
And the crowd just goes, he's back. Norm!
Like, yeah, like, I'm telling you, they come, Char opens the door, he goes, what now? And it's a girl with a pregnancy test, and all you see is Yager's mullet behind the chair.
He's hiding. That not me.
And then Char comes in with a big thing of rubbers, and Yager goes, no, no, no. And throws him out the window.
Next thing you know, and you see, like, Pasternak comes in like he's been pelted with a bunch of them, and he's got, like, sores all over there.
What's up, guys?
And the crowd's like, oh.
Hey, guys, it's raining rubbers.
That's a show that has to happen.
Yeah. Maybe Nesson is more creative than stupid NBC Sports.
So you got to watch like Pasternak throughout this series. How do you explain the Jekyll and Hyde and how we turned it around?
Stop thinking. He was trying to do so much for a while.
How do you stop thinking? I mean, because
drugs.
lots of drugs.
He was trying to do so much. He was so intent on being such a difference maker that it hindered him. You could almost see him thinking with the puck on his stick. And how many times did he overhandle it? How many times did he turn it over to nowhere?
Yeah. Or but just whiff.
But he's right. Well, that's part. Right, he stuck with it. And, you know, the other thing is that Columbus wasn't giving him a lot of room. They were trying to force create some things. And sometimes less is more. You know, chip it in. You know, in game five, how many times did they use the back of the net to what's called reverse the flow of the play? They kept the puck alive, that line in particular, at home in TD Garden, at least a handful, six times, maybe even eight times, where they utilized the back of the net to keep the cycle going instead of all of a sudden passing the puck through four guys. You know, and by keeping the going, they got on the forecheck. Next thing you know, they created ice for themselves. And next thing you know, they were dominating again. Mm-hmm. It was no coincidence that once they started actually chipping, not chasing, but recovering and moving, that they actually opened up ice for themselves. And then Pasternak, those goals in game five were enormous.
Yeah.
All right. For his confidence.
You believe that that Carolina is going to win this series.
Okay. Let's start the conversation again.
Because what happened is that John said they got to beat these guys, and you shook your head.
Yes.
No, this is what you said.
And you waved me off.
No, and you said that they were hot. And then you said
they're going to roll all over.
Yes, I said they're going to run through Carolina.
Right, they're going to run through. And I said they're better than you realize.
No, you said they're better than Columbus.
They did not. They did not.
All right. Yes, you did.
I did not. I said their defense is
better. You said they were better than Columbus. You did. You sat there and said that.
Oh, my God. What happens to you guys?
You said they were better than Columbus.
I said their defense is great. And I said
John and I are lying.
No, I think you're on drugs.
Not right now.
I can vouch for that.
All right, listen. I said that it's going to be hard. It's going to be harder than people think. You said they're going to run all over them. Like, they're just not
they should. Carolina, I said they should run right through them is what I said.
And Carolina is better than people think.
Okay, and then we matched up goaltenders. I said the Bruins have a big goaltending advantage, and you waved me off there too.
At the end, I said, yes, if I'm comparing goalie to goalie, yes, they're better. Right now, Carolina has that thing that always scares you as a team, that they have that it thing right now, because they shouldn't, in theory, be here.
Yes, they were excessively mediocre until the last 6 weeks of the season.
Well, they're playing their best hockey. Now, the one thing, they've got Justin Williams, Mr. Game 7.
Right.
Okay. But the Bruins have a lot more experience that they ended up using, I think utilizing against Columbus. I do think that helped them. What Carolina has, Carolina is similar to a Toronto team. They're very fast, very fast, except their defense is much better than Toronto's.
And you
much
said,
better.
And you said that they are more disciplined.
They are. Structured.
Toronto.
They're much more structured. And they'll, unlike Toronto, which I'm not saying the players wouldn't do well for Mike Babcock, these players will literally skate through the wall for Rod Brind'Amour. They love what's going on. They got a massive center in Jordan Staal there, 6'4", 220.
He's had injury issues.
He has, but not lately. Okay. I mean, lately he's playing well. And then they've got these quiet guys, these quiet stars, you know, Aho, Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teravainen, this kid Warren Fogle. I'm not making Fogle a star. I'm saying in the playoffs he's been rock solid. But Teravainen and Aho have been lighting it up. And I just think that they're better than people realize. I have the Bruins winning this series. So don't, you know it, kiss my you know what, telling me that I said they were going to lose.
I heard different.
Yeah.
Pasternak, what do you got to say?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Have Pasta show up at your house. You're great.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah. What's up,
I
Billy?
I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but...
Who wants to go roller skating at the beach?
Somebody said there's a situation with Pasta and Chara. They said the twins show up and Pasta gets stuck with the tall one.
Well, Yager, and then they show up, and then Yager just goes, hey, and yeah. opens up the bedroom door, and they both run in.
Yeah.
They're both the girls, and he's like, sorry, bro.
And Chara and Pasta just look at each other, whoa.
Yager's the Czech Fonzarello.
Fonzarelli.
Fonzarelli.
Jesus.
Fonzarello.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not
Where'd
like
you go was... up again?
Too long ago.
Jesus. I'm as old as you are. I know
so
that.
An I and an O, I messed that up.
Well, it's not like it was a cultural icon or anything.
No, that's a good point, Fred.
You would get
There's
that
clearly
right.
an excuse in place here.
I tried using the formal name. It was Fonz.
What did you make of Marchand last night and his one-word answers?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, it's interesting because he had history with the short history with Kyle Buchkakis, who's the CBC ringside reporter.
That can't be a fun name.
And Kyle asked him before game two. He has two questions to ask him.
Yeah, we saw it.
Did you play it already? Okay, fine.
Yeah, we played it. It's right
anyways,
where he asked him about.
So the second one, the skate thing with the stick, Marshy gets. What did Pasta call him? Crispy the other day? Crusty, crispy?
Yeah.
So he gets a little, and he can. He's a sharp tongue guy. You know, Marshy is. He doesn't let you off the hook easy. But that was before game two. So now you're talking after game six, and I'm guessing he was still holding it against Kyle for asking that question.
Sure. But then he went post game.
Right. That's the thing. After that, you know what?
Do you think it's superstition at this point? Like, I'm not kidding. Like, these guys are insane. Like
I think it just may be him right now. I don't know if that's super. I can't answer. Maybe
he's usually so like
loquacious.
Jovial.
He's good. I know. It's what surprised me was post game in the scrum, about especially around half or if not three quarters of the people that he sees all the time. I'm just wondering if you know. But remember after game five. Somebody, I think it was Ty Anderson, asked him, which wasn't an unfair question.
No, it was your best game so far.
Right,
your line's best game,
but. Obviously, something has perturbed Brad that has gotten him to a place where I think he feels like he's got his dander up a bit, and he's just not going to answer. So maybe now it's him. Maybe it's just part of him for that rest of the
stuff like this happens, and to me, I'm like, it's working. So if this is the kind of attitude you need to play with the pee and vinegar behind you that you seem to have had in the past several games, I don't have a problem with it. And to be quite honest, I also think that there's something to one of the questions that Joe Haggerty asked him was like, "Is this part of a bet as to how few words you could use?" And he said, "Maybe."
No.
So I could completely see there being something.
Didn't one of the reporters ask him where he got his suit? I think they said, "Where'd you get your suit?" And he said, "China."
Yeah, I think they were just trying.
Yeah, just trying to get him to do anything,
say anything. Right.
Listen, I don't know. You know, Fred, superstition. I don't know, but maybe it is part of just a thing right now. Mm-hmm. But they won, so it's all good.
No, it's great. I had no problem with it. Although, what's his name? Who sits next to Don Cherry over on...
Ron McLean.
Yeah, Ron McLean. Yeah, he wanted Marchand to be fined for his post-game presser.
Oh, stop.
What about the episode where Marchand comes over and they're going to go out to... They realize that they have to go to a fancy restaurant and Chara has to wear Marchand's suit because he can't find one of his own. That would be a good one. And Yager just wears a Ferrari jacket with no shirt underneath.
That's all he's got.
I wonder if they'd bring back Yager. I don't know. No, he hasn't. I was thinking like one of those flag bearers. You know, he wasn't there long enough.
If they brought him back, the place would go insane.
He's still playing in Clawdon,
yes,
right?
He's doing well.
I just saw a video of him scoring four goals in a game for Clawdon in the KHL last week.
Yeah,
he's 47.
I know. He's a beast.
Oh, my God.
What's up, guys?
Pazzer just keeps popping his head to our studio.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, he just keeps, he comes into the window. He climbs up to the window.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Not much. Papa Pasternak.
Hi, real quick, just, I know we're not, but how good were some of the role players for the Bruins?
Listen,
everyone, Sean Corrali.
He's been great this year.
Joakim Nordstrom.
Yep.
Outstanding. Outstanding. The PK. Those, I mean, those guys.
All four lines. All four lines have had a hand in the last
three
games.
No question. No question. But, you know, between, you know, some of the depth guys, the Charlie Coyles.
Yeah.
Johansson coming through. Nordstrom. You know, Wagner was out, came back in, played better. But I think the way that Sean Corrali's played makes such a difference.
What's to do with Achari? What's up with him?
Upper body. Took a hit 2 games ago. And now they're waiting to see how long it can be.
And so Miller, from what I hear, is just not going to play again this season.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
I know you don't know.
I'm guessing.
But he's walking around, from what I've told, with the basically a 7-foot cast on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, the knee-ish.
All right.
All right.
Do the Jaffe.
Thursday or Saturday. But again, we don't know yet. I'm curious to see if, now that they know that there's a Game 7 in the Colorado-San Jose series.
We should know today.
I'd expect to see something soon. The question's going to become is how dark does the NHL want to go, meaning how many dark nights?
Yeah.
Because they have game tonight, St. Louis. They have a game tomorrow, San Jose, Colorado. Then do they want to go can they afford to go in their head Thursday, Friday off?
Because you're telling me that Wednesday is the last possible game for round two.
It's done Wednesday. Now the Colorado San Jose is playing. Now the question becomes, do they start up bees on Thursday and they go Thursday, Saturday? Or do they start it, do they wait and then start it on Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't know about matinee, but a game,
play matinees on Saturday, don't they?
Well, they have, but I would think, Fred, they would go 8:00. I would think they would.
But either way,
but you don't have a preference. You don't really have a preference.
I don't, because the Bruins have shown me some fortitude. But I always think this time of year, if you can get two full days off, meaning like if they were to get today and tomorrow off and then practice 2 days and then start Saturday, to me that would be ideal. Carolina wants to start Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I know they want to start Thursday.
But the NBA has a game every night. It would behoove the NHL to do the same thing, correct? I mean, can they really afford to go dark for 2 nights?
Probably not.
So I would bet Thursday.
That's a quick turnaround, though. If you announce it today and then the game's in like 2 nights.
But they would do it.
I'm not talking about for the team. I'm talking just as schematics
ticket
sales.
That's not a problem.
Ticket sales are already out. The tickets are already out, meaning people buy their
without
tickets.
Without the date. That's right.
So I would go Thursday, Saturday.
It's just going to be, does the NHL want, you know, so the focus is all on the Western Conference tonight and tomorrow night. The NHL, I would think, if it's going to be Thursday, will come out with something in the next couple of hours to say Thursday for the Bruins.
Yeah, because Blue Oyster Cult's playing the Garden on Friday. So they got that going on.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Oh, you heard Blue Oyster Cult. Now you're talking his language.
How about the episode where Pasternak tries to tape? He brings in a tape recorder to tape Fog Hat.
That's a What's Happening episode, Fred.
That is.
You're just completely ripping off does he get hit in the nose with a football?
No, but I mean, sometimes Jagr will drive away in the Lamborghini and then he'll stop and Pasternak will catch up and he'll go, not so fast. Not so fast. All right, Billy Jaffe, whenever it is, you can enjoy him. You going back to Secaucus?
I'm covering the entire Eastern Final, regardless who's in it. Now that the Bruins are, it's even better for NHL Network TV and NHL Radio. I do the games for the radio and then pre and post on the NHL Network, and I'll also do some Nesson, too.
Excellent.
All right. Well, he's a busy man. All right.
Love it. Best time.
All right. We'll have some recaps for you. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5, the Sports Hub. Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
Quids are for kids.
It's the Toucher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap.
It's a squid.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, what's up, guys? Yo, what's up, guys?
I'm probably the only one that...
Yo, what's up, guys?
I have a visual of this
sitcom with the three of them.
By the way, we have Bruins on the brain. It's not a Bruins recap. It's a Celtics recap.
What's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, guys?
You can walk in and...
Hey, ref, check your voicemail. You missed some calls.
It's a national spot. All right. young Nicholas was out there at the TD Garden.
That must have been a fun scene. Watching everyone come out and just say, well, that was a massive waste of 2 years.
Well, apparently Grandy was getting yelled at.
I think it was just because everyone was pissed.
No, I don't think they were yelling at him and insulting him. I think they were just yelling about how bad the team was.
How can you not watch that game and not be just absolutely furious with not only Kyrie Irving, but just the... I mean, Kyrie Irving's the main reason. I'll say it 1,000 times this morning. It's one thing to just not make shots or not try, which is fairly inexcusable, but to walk off the court with 10 seconds left and proclaim yourself the leader... And then talk like you invented the game of basketball, like you're some genius. That pissed me off so bad.
Well, if he goes to New York, he ain't going alone. He's going to have to know that Durant's going.
Oh, he needs a number one because he can't be that guy.
No, he can't. He can't be that one.
Oh, please go to New York. Find out what it's like. Oh, those two? Can you pick two more fragile free agents to go to the worst possible market to get effed with by the media than Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant? Oh my goodness. And you don't put him on the Knicks too. Don't put him on the Nets. Don't put him on a team that seems like they have a little bit of stability.
It's different.
Put him on the Knicks.
Yeah, that's like, much different.
Yeah, Brooklyn's not really covered if you go to the Daily News often as I do.
No.
Well, they will be.
That's a Lakers Clippers deal there. That's completely different.
Oh, go to the Knicks and find out what it's truly like to have pressure on you. Because you know what, when you're in Golden State, you're protected. You're a big star, but you said it better. I mean, Steph Curry is a bigger star than Kevin Durant. Now, better player, I think, is Kevin Durant, but the bigger star is Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry is next to LeBron James, I would guess, is the biggest star in the NBA.
Oh, the world's on your shoulders when you go to the Knicks. And they're going to blame you for everything.
Yep. And then they're very fragile, and we'll see what Kyrie Irving and how he can handle that. All right, Nick was out talking to the people.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, talk to me about tonight's game.
It was just a whole bag of suck. Whole bag of suck from the Celtics tonight. Kyrie was about 4 for 40. Guy wants a max contract. Suck. Horford sucked. Smart sucked. He would have been better on the bench with his oblique. I wish it flared up on him. He sucked so bad tonight. Baines gave us a lot tonight. A whole 8 minutes of suck. It was just a whole bunch of suck. Wasn't good.
Well, the Bruins are still playing there and they're up.
You know what? Honestly, we left this suck bag Celtics game early just to go watch the Bruins. Hopefully, they close it out here. See, they're up 1-0. I just couldn't take the Celts anymore. I had to get out of there. $175 I spent on this ticket for a bag of suck.
Think it's over?
Yeah, I don't think we're winning three in a row against Milwaukee. I had high expectations going into the season, and they sucked.
If you can get $175 for a bag of suck, that might be the new product coming out. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a bag of suck.
How far do you think the Bruins are going?
Oh, the Bruins are winning the cup. We're going to go into Carolina. We're going to smack them around a little bit. Then we're going to move. I'm thinking St. Louis is coming out of the West. We're going to come out of there. We're going to smack them around. Like, kind of like the Red Sox smacked around the Cardinals. Boston, I mean, it sucks that the Celtics lost. But, I mean, we're the city of champions.
If you could say anything to the Celtics, what would it be?
Figure it out. Figure it out.
I don't know if they're going to be able to figure it out.
No.
I don't know if he meant this season. I think he meant in general.
Yeah. Did Vegas have them, like, are the Bucks favored by 9? I think I might have seen that somewhere.
I'll double check.
That's a Lifshat special. I need to check that out and see if that's indeed the case. But if you didn't hear it after the game, Kyrie Irving was asked about his poor shooting performance over the last 3 games. I believe he's
9.5.
Oh God. The Bucks are favored by 9.5.
Yes, sir.
Why not?
What
makes you think that this team's gonna get it together and not just limp through the game?
Nothing. Nothing. Which makes game one even more of a head scratcher.
Yeah.
Did that even happen?
Yeah.
I mean, they murdered the Bucks in game one.
I mean,
and that seems like years ago.
I mean, it's the biggest game that the Bucks have played, and maybe they got a little shook and then got over it and have just demoralized Boston to the point where they're not. I can't see them really trying.
I mean, Giannis is their best player since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, it's the best team they've had since Ray Allen was on
Lou
the team.
Lou Alcindor when he was there, but hey, we'll let it go.
No, it was Jabbar.
No, it was Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor played for UCLA. He was Jabbar by the time he got to Milwaukee.
I will check that out.
Okay.
On Wikipedia.
Go right ahead.
The other Wikipedia page?
Wikipedia Brown.
Wikipedia Brown? I thought that was Encyclopedia Brown.
No, it's Wikipedia Brown.
My mistake.
We're on the internet.
Of course. Everything he solves is wrong and the information is inaccurate.
Who's the bad guy in Encyclopedia Brown?
I think it was just like life.
Okay.
It was just life trying to get him down. And he had a wacky sidekick.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Okay. David Foster.
What you working on today, guys?
So, Kyrie Irving after the game was a delight.
Just starting at the point where you're concerned that the struggle that you guys have with leaking in the playoffs.
No. That was from earlier. That was him just being a dick earlier and saying, no, I'm going to be fine in the playoffs. We'll be here. I'm going to be okay. No, this is him being asked about his poor shooting performance after the game, and here was his answer.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? I'm a basketball player, you know, prepare the right way. Like I said, it's a little different when, you know, your rhythm is challenged every play down. You know, you're being picked up full court. You know, they're doing things to test you. You know, the expectations on me are going to be sky high, and I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all. So, you know, for me, the 22 shots, you know, I should have shot 30. You know, it really not great.
Yeah, that would have helped. And then there were people asked about why did you leave the court with 10 seconds left in the game when you were still technically in the game?
You left the court a few seconds before your teammates, before the game was over. What did you think in those seconds going into the locker room?
The game was over.
No, it wasn't. And I swear to you, when they said on TV that this is going to be his last game possibly at the TD Garden as a Celtic, I think they were looking for an emotional moment, and all I thought was good. And it was the first time I felt that. It was like, good. You know what? What you're doing is you've infected this team. Think about how we thought about the Celtics last season. Do you remember that run? And everyone was like, wow, you want to talk about grit. This team embraces what it is to be a team in Boston here. They're like a lunch pail guy, blue collar. They get out there, they fight their asses off. You know, they're a team, a definition of a real team. They may not have the talent, but my God, they played to their maximum potential. And then look what happened this year. You are now out of the four teams the most hated. People can't stand, ever since Kyrie Irving started talking about, you know, ask me on July 1st whether or not I'm going to be a free agent. Everyone turned on you. And then all of these promises that you made throughout the season that I'm going to figure out in the playoffs, calling out the balls to call out the younger players in this team. The absolute balls. To say it, yeah, you know, some of these young guys got to learn. When you sit here and crap the bread where guys like Jaylen Brown are busting their ass to cover up for your lack of any kind of productivity. Oh, what a dick. It was the first game last night, and it was him leaving the court that made me go, all of these guys look up to you. Rozier said it. Rozier said that the personality of the team changes on a day-to-day basis on how Kyrie Irving feels and how he acts. So you look at how he ended that game. Do you think that this is a good person to have as your quote-unquote leader?
It seems like we're getting to the finish line here, and if you believe when's tomorrow night's the finish line. But we're getting to the finish line here, and maybe both sides just say, okay, it didn't work. Let's go our separate ways.
I mean, Rozier said...
Obviously, and we had Sean Grandy on earlier, and he made a good point. No, Ainge is not going to make any decisions now. They can't really... through league rules, they can't make a decision until July 1. But we'll get to July 1st, and, you know, Ainge will have enough time to kind of sit on this and figure out what he wants to do. And I'm not sure, regardless of what Ainge says or does, I mean, I'm sure if he wants Kyrie back, you know, July 1st at midnight, I say, okay, here's a max contract offer. And now the way I look at Kyrie's reacting to things, I think Kyrie might look at him and go, no, thanks, I'm good. And we'll go somewhere else.
Do you remember when John said that Lou Alcindor changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he was at UCLA?
No, I said he was Lou Alcindor at UCLA, and then when he got to Milwaukee, he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He was drafted in 1969,
mm-hmm.
And after the 1971 finals, he changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Was he a member of the Bucks at the time?
Yes.
During the finals? Because that's what he was saying. John said that.
No. He said it was before.
No.
He was Noel Sinder at UCLA.
I said he was Luau Cinder in Milwaukee, and you said, no, he wasn't. He was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. When he went to
Milwaukee. And that's what you just said. When he was in Milwaukee, at some point, he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
At some point, no. He said when he went to Milwaukee, he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He said while he was in Milwaukee, because you had said that when he was in Milwaukee, he was Luau Cinder.
You know what, Fred? I bow to you. You're right, and I'm wrong.
Good.
How's that?
Good.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Don't back good. Down. You're no, right. I don't want this to last 4 or 5 days like emotionally exhausted. I would rather end it here.
He just
and
tried
deal
to call
it.
You out with no. like Wikipedia. Look, and then he ended up being wrong. Look, and now he's
I was right. So whether I'm right or wrong, I don't want to have to deal with this
I
nonsense.
Was right.
Give it to him. Fine, Fred.
Don't
you're
be
right.
a wimp. Don't back down.
It has nothing to do
Take
with it.
Take the glasses off. Come on.
I don't want to be Nick Jamelli.
Take
I'm
that
fine.
Pocket protector out. Be a man.
Okay.
I mean, of all the
Fred,
people...
Fred, you're absolutely
know.
Right. You're clearly... I mean, you aced this test.
This is, this is the difference between you and Grandy. What? He would have known.
I see.
Just say, thank you, sir, may I have another
Even
one?
Even though I said... It's not important what I said here. It only matters that Fred's louder. That's all that matters.
What matters is that it feels good.
I see. Oh, good. But you can ride that right through the rest of the week.
Can we just go back to being angry at Kyrie Irving?
That's fine. Go right ahead.
Because for some reason, this is a cleansing this morning, and it feels good because I have been his biggest... I've been his biggest defender.
I mean, I don't know why you would want to do that. I've known you for over 20 years. I don't know why.
Nick, you're off the hook, man. It's on me now.
Nah, Nick. Because Nick's going to die in the next few days.
Oh, okay. No thumbs up from Nick Jamelli there.
No. You can't.
He still tries to get away with that, though. I accidentally bumped into him the other day. I have a heart condition. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no touching Jamelli anymore.
Any trouble with the old, with the blood flow? The old.
No, he's good.
All right.
Is that a thumbs up yes or a thumbs up I'm good?
No, thumbs up that he's.
We got the nod and the knowing smile. So that's okay.
Okay. All right. So we'll be right back.